Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is May 25th, 2024, and man, is it a big weekend. WWE King and Queen of the Ring, AEW Double or Nothing. And if you want even more, we've got an AEW Collision post-show tonight as well. We've got a ton of stuff this weekend from SmackDown in Saudi Arabia. We had a show review last night where we talked about Duckman. We've got a pre-show tomorrow on Fightful Select. I'll tell you more about Fightful Select later on. But if you are here, first off, thank you. You're going to get more backstage news, exclusive news here than anywhere else. And we're going to talk WWE King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring, as well as a bunch of other things, a bunch of news that are going to start to unfold over the next week, especially a whole lot going on. I want to shout out our great sponsors at BetOnline.ag. Since we have done a partnership with BetOnline.ag, which is usually met with, wait, you can bet on wrestling? Even Lexus King was asking that. We have had 9 underdog lock picks, which are picks that I'll look at based on their odds, and I'll say, guys, I would put some money on this. All 9 hit, including today with Liv Morgan. Check them out. They're trusted by millions. BetOnline.ag will be giving you their odds all throughout this show. And really how that all unfolded and how that all went. I want to know what you guys thought. I want to know what you guys want to hear about. If you want your question or statement read on the air, donate a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful or a humper chat over at humperchats.com. That is humperchats.com. Our great moderator, Luis, will let us know what we got here, all that good stuff. But if you don't want to send in any money, I get it, especially the nature of the location of this show. I get it. Leave us a thumbs up. Leave a comment on the video afterwards. Drop some banana emojis in the chat. I don't know what for. Just do it. Why not? We like fruit here. Give me some fruit. You can also leave us a nice review on audio platforms everywhere. We are primarily a YouTube platform, but you know, we got a whole lot of stuff going on as well. I probably should set this to actually stream to the other platforms as well, though, huh? Yeah, I need to do that. There we go. Now we're good to go. Is there a press conference today? No, there's not. Look at all these bananas in the chat. That's what I'm loving. Drop some bananas in the comments too. Getting those super chats in, getting those humper chats in. A reminder, I am right back here for AEW Double or Nothing tomorrow night doing a solo show. We're going to have all the notes from the scrums and all that good stuff. We're going to have all the details that you guys are going to want. We've got Luis that constantly feeds us those as well. And we've got a bunch of exclusive news today as well. User Death Sounds Lovely became a YouTube member. Well, thank you. You get access to some early access things. Fightful Select, you get early access to all of our interviews, including the one we dropped with Darby Allin this week, where he talks about Sting's son training with him. He talks about the glass bump. He talks about Sting in general, his AEW contract, a whole lot more. But let's get right into it. We got Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill defeating Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. Not a ton to this match specifically, but the last time we saw Candice and Indy in action together was a month ago when it was like solidified that Indy was doing this heel thing, right? Like, and I'm like, okay, well, they haven't lost since then, I guess. But Shayna and Zoe did earn a tag team title shot. Now, granted, they earned it in the future, and I'm sure that from a kayfabe perspective, they would actually have preferred Candice and Indy, one, to soften up Bianca and Jade, and two, they probably would have rather faced in kayfabe Indy and Candice. So I didn't mind this as much. I do wish that it took a little bit more, although Jade did get kind of goaded into this match and really, really wanted it. But I'll tell you what I like. The double team offense that we saw close with Bianca and Jade. So it looked like Jade was setting up for her finish, but instead it was a wheelbarrow into a DDT from Bianca, and then a wheelbarrow suplex assisted as well. So I was like, okay, damn, I'm liking that. A little bit different. Don't know if that's going to be their full-on finisher yet. Don't know how that's going to work, but I like the adjustment. I like them doing this. I think this team is good for both of them. One, because Bianca needed to do something that wasn't in the top title program unless she was going to turn heel, because we have seen that, and we've seen it, I don't want to say ad nauseum, because I liked her as champion, but you know how people kind of get along the way there. And with Jade is learning directly from somebody who came to WWE without a wrestling background, had an athletic background, much like her, is going to utilize a lot of the same offensive tools, can navigate a lot of those same waters in that manner. And she can, and fewer people have done that better than Bianca, right? Stepped in without a wrestling background, amateur wrestling background, anything like that. Went to the PC, all that good stuff, and then become such a megastar. Daniel Spencer says, we want Joel Pearl. No, we want Frank Gastineau is what we need. That's what we want. We want Frank Gastineau. That's what we're after. So we're still going to get Jade and Bianca versus Shayna and Zoe. I mean, it's pretty clear Jade and Bianca are effectively the road warriors of this division, right? Like, we know that that they're probably going to have a lengthy reign. However, I want to see like a greater than or equal to team develop and see them overcome that hurdle. Now, I don't know what it is that they can put together to make that happen. I wouldn't mind Becky and Lyra if Becky ends up coming back. That's a TBD, a we will discuss type of thing. But I really like the idea of this team getting somebody that you go, oh, okay, maybe they are the team to knock them off. Because all due respect to Shayna and Zoe, I like them as a team. And I like Candice and Indy as a team as well. I didn't see that threat there. I didn't see that concern there. But there are some options. There are some options. Oh, before we get into Becky and Liv, let's hear from a place that you're going to have options with. NordVPN.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Check it out, guys, especially with all the pay-per-views, including tomorrow, AEW Double or Nothing. Get that NordVPN.com/Fightful. That's how I was actually able to watch SmackDown at 1 p.m. yesterday on TNT Sports 2. It's because I changed my virtual location, got access to watch that. It was a good time. Get in your super chats and humper chats because we've got a big one to talk about momentarily. We got Jonathan Corona says, Lee Fitting. I hope he stays with WWE for a while. The new production is great. ESPN lost a good guy in production. Well, one of the reasons that I believe he left was because of the Emmy scandal where they used some fake names to get their higher up personalities some Emmys, and he's banned from getting an Emmy. But you know what? WWE doesn't need any damn Emmys. What they need is whatever the hell it is that he's doing. And I'll be talking about one of those aspects later. But even like the Becky arguing with Dom thing worked out really well. A lot of the presentation things, like the Barrett King of the Ring breakdowns, were very, very good, especially considering he's a former King of the Ring. Man, we got people asking if Lee Fitting left, who would replace him? Man, he just got there. He ain't leaving. He's going to make good money there for a long time. Jonathan also says, Sean, good question to ask. I want to know who's the person that always says on PLE and now WWE Presents. Who is that person? Just curious. It's just a voiceover guy they have, to the best of my knowledge. I'll ask, though. Any reason why the Prime logo wasn't on the mat? I do not have an answer to that yet. I will get an answer to that. They did integrate the Prime sponsorship in pretty heavily into that main event, though. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, what do you think the percentage is of Julia walking into Marigold on July 13th with the NXT Women's World title around her waist? Heat wave is 6 days earlier. I'm going to say 50-50. Earlier, before the injury, I would have said about 75-25, I think. But I think that injury may have thrown a wrench into the plans. I can't say that for sure, but it would make a lot of sense. Becky Lynch loses the Women's World title to Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan was our underdog lock pick. I just want to say shout out to everybody who made a little bit of money on that one. I couldn't believe that our good friends at BetOnline AG had Becky Lynch as the favorite. And a big reason for that is about a year ago, I reported that Becky Lynch's contract was coming up in June 2024. And back then, I dealt with a whole bunch of cynicism.
Yeah, not even a story.
Well, sure is a story whenever an NFL player's contract is up in 1 or 2 years. So you know what? One of the biggest women's wrestlers of all time. I certainly thought it was a story. I had some other reasons to believe it was a story as well. And here we are 1 week away and Becky Lynch still does not have a new contract. So for Adrian saying, what does this mean? Amir saying, do you have any update on the contract? As far as I know, Becky Lynch has not signed a new contract yet. Now, I want to make this abundantly clear to any of our viewers. I don't know her motivations and priorities, and neither do you. You don't know her personally. So before you say she's going home to spend time with her kid, that's definitely what she's doing. There's zero chance she leaves. There's zero chance she doesn't resign. She wouldn't leave where her husband works, etc. You don't know her personally. You don't know the priorities. As best I know, she has said that she's got some big life choices to make. She did confirm our report that the contract was up imminently at Sami Zayn's recent comedy show. She should, if she wants to, should command the biggest contract in women's wrestling history. And I'll tell you something very cool about this, especially considering the nature of the location of this show specifically, where a woman was just sentenced to 11 years for tweets that wouldn't even get you suspended from Twitter. Becky Lynch could come home or come back to America, and what she would get as far as in-the-ring earnings would be up there among like top 10 among female athletes. Now, not including endorsements and all that, because, you know, Caitlin Clark's going to make like $80,000 this year, right? But she's going to make millions off of endorsements and stuff like that. Becky Lynch could get one of the biggest contracts in women's wrestling history, probably the biggest. And here's what I know. She likes WWE. She's got a great life there. She's done a lot of incredible things. She also would get offered probably, I would say, I'm pretty confident that Tony Khan would be willing to offer her more money than what WWE is going to offer her. Now, whether, at least for the initial offers, I feel like that would be the case. Now, you can decide or feel however you want about that statement. Based on educated information on the situation, I fully believe that AEW would initially offer more than WWE. Now, does that mean that I think she's going to go there? I don't know. And here's something that's also funny. LOL, of course he would, Trevor. Why wouldn't he? There's a whole lot of people that say, well, this is how you run a business. This is how you run a business. Well, ultimately, it's up to the business owner themselves. How much profit do they want? Do they care if they turn a profit? Maybe they just want to do whatever. We'll see. Percentage Becky resigns. I would probably put it at, like, what do you mean? Like, in the next week or so, I'd probably say 60%. Don't aggregate that. If you aggregate me saying a percentage, you're an absolute moron, and you shouldn't have access to social media. But there were a whole lot of people that said a few weeks ago, oh, well, obviously she's re-signed because they put the title on her. She's got the title on her. Or she's a professional that they have confidence that she'll do her job because she's always done her job. Always done her job. She's always a pro. She shows up to media days. She does her interviews. She does her promotional stuff. She works the matches at all times. Always a pro. So they got no concerns on that, like on that front. Why would they be concerned? I think she's going to hold the company up? Come on. That woman's got more respect for the wrestling business and probably the company in general than that. So we get this Dominic confrontation with Liv backstage first. And Liv says, what are you doing here? And Dominic says, you know what I'm doing here. I'm making sure you don't get anywhere close to Mommy's championship. Well, that didn't happen. Great action in the match, but the finish was almost poorly executed, but ended up working out all right. Dominic takes advantage of the ref being distracted by Liv to slide in a chair in the middle of the ring. To who? We'll see. Dominic then distracts the ref, presumably so a confused Becky Lynch can use the chair. However, Liv ends up hitting a DDT and has trouble getting it out of the ring because the chair comes apart a little bit. But Dom is able to get it out. And Liv Morgan wins. To me, this was not the biggest foregone conclusion on the show, but a pretty significant one. And again, shocked that our great partners at BetOnline AG, trusted by millions for over 25 years, high bet limits, immediate cash outs, quickest payouts. I was surprised they had her as the underdog because I had her as a very comfortable winner. And that's the visual that you see, which is a great visual. Also, the gear they were wearing, somebody compared it to different eras of Britney Spears with that outfit. And then Becky Lynch wearing like a sort of a suit. And there were people saying that it was the same hat she wore at the start of her career. It wasn't the same hat, but it was similar. But a great visual of Liv Morgan winning. I thought that gear really, it added to it as well. I'm going to find out if the women have to pay for that out of pocket, if WWE reimburses them, because normally they wouldn't have to get that new gear. And when are they going to use it again? But Liv Morgan wins. I think it's the right call. I thought it was the right call to not have her win the Battle Royal. I thought it was the right call to develop this into a little bit more of a feud because, like, listen, anybody can win a battle royal, but this was a very definitive win. This was one that you say, okay, now she's the champ. Backstage, Becky is going off on Dominic. She says that she has a contractually obligated rematch. I'm glad that this isn't the standard anymore. I'm glad that this is something that actually you got to switch it up a little bit for, and they got to sort of proclaim it as opposed to you just get one. Luis says, I think Liv used that gear for Elimination Chamber in 2022. Well, there you go. That would make sense. Well, that's when else you could reuse it. That's when else. I'll tell you something that you can reuse. Our great friends at Manscaped, when you use the code FIGHTFUL, they got a great deal. They've always got a great deal, and they've got a bunch of great products. Virtually everything in the bathroom to take care of your grooming needs. Shampoo, body wash, crop smoother, body buffer. My gosh, what don't they have? They've got the lawnmower 5.0. They've got the ear and nose hair trimmers. They've got ball toner. They've got a kit for your beard, even beard scissors, beard combs, beard balm, beard conditioner, the best beard trimmer I've ever seen, beard shampoo and oil. I'm telling you, one day they're going to get into wipes and it's going to be over for everybody. They got body care kits, buff bundles, groin and go bundles, travel kits, anything that you want. Our friends at Manscaped have you covered, not just to take care of your balls and butt, take care of your body in general. Take care of how you're smelling, how you're looking, how you're feeling at Manscaped. My God. People talk about the Mount Rushmore of wrestling. Put your balls and butt on the Mount Rushmore of Manscaped at manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL. They got you covered, man. I mean, seriously, if you haven't, go over and check them out. Like, there's a one-stop shop. Maybe you're looking ratty down there and everywhere, and you're like, it's time to take charge. Manscaped, they got you. They got you. Quote, the Raven says, no media scrum is trips done buying cheese. They don't usually do them after the Saudi stuff. So, yeah. We did see a Wyatt 6 QR code, by the way. That's nice. That's continuing. I believe that culminates next month. I believe. Eric Rowan has been at the PC. I can tell you guys that much. By the way, TJ Wilson produced that first match. Sean Daivari produced the Becky Lynch-Liv Morgan match. Usually that would be a TJ Wilson job, but TJ Wilson had two assignments tonight because he did the Lyra and Nia match. I will say this. It is cool that if you're doing this show, half the matches are women's matches. That's at least come a little bit of a way, but Still, I got concerns with the nature of running these shows. Let's look at the times and how they stacked up based on what we reported were the times. Because on FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, we had the reported producers, times, all that stuff. Yeah, it looks like those times were with entrances. So with entrances, they were almost right on the money with those. But the next one up was Sammy Bronson and Gable. Sami Zayn retains the IC title. And somebody says, what does a wrestling producer do? They go over the spots. They approve the spots for the wrestlers. Then they run them by other producers. They tell the production truck what spots are going to happen. That way they know when to get the shots. For example, that great Logan Paul shot earlier in the day. If you want your question or statement read on the air, send a super chat or humper chat, even though I read that one for free. Oh, I need to read these super chats and humper chats, by the way. Steven says, Liv getting a run as a heel champ could be fun. Yes, it's the change that she needed. It's the breath of fresh air that I think the women's division needed as well. I think it's going to go very, very well for her. As well as this Gable turn as well. KE775 says, do you think Becky or WWE Triple H will allow Becky to get a send-off farewell speech like they did for Edge? Maybe after they go off the air, because Becky is getting a rematch on Monday. Is Natalia's contract up on Friday as well? Well, I don't know if it's up on Friday. But her deal is up pretty soon. But FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. Please support and subscribe. Reported they have begun talks. And they've talked with Becky too. It's just a deal's not done yet. If you were guessing, Sean, is Monday the last time we see Becky in a WWE ring? Feels like we're ending the stage of finality. The last time? No. Maybe the last time for a while? Yes, I think that's quite possible. Quite possible. I am not saying anything's definite. Not going to say anything's definite.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Jonathan Corona says, you know, WWE had a draft. Be cool if referees and cameraman had their own draft. Like Raw wants special refs on SmackDown, cameramen, main roster. They should give cameramen a chance. Well, I don't know if this is in jest or not, but either way, I appreciate you, John. You're the best. But the quality of the camera work in the production that we have witnessed over the last 6 months, I've said it ad nauseum, it is so much better than what we saw and what we experienced for years before when those geezers were there running things. We didn't need them. Nobody needed them. Kevin Dunn was well past his prime. Now, I'll say this. To me, if you go back and watch Maven eliminating The Undertaker, that was some of the best production I've seen. There weren't crazy cuts to an audience member going, we don't care. I don't care how some dude in section 209 is reacting unless it's a great reaction. Unless it's like Ellis front row at WrestleMania when The Undertaker lost. Or Angry Miz Girl. Those are worthy of us getting a look at. Otherwise, we can see people jumping up and all that. A Shock says, if Def Rebel leaves, who replaces them? Well, you can donate a super chat to find out more. But how about this? I'm going to tell you to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com because myself and Corey Brennan have been working on a big Def Rebel story and all that good stuff for quite some time. Quote, the Raven says, will Liv just keep the titles warm for Rhea, or will Rhea have multiple attempts to get it back from her? I think a lot of it depends on the reaction. I think Liv retains it via nefarious methods. Because I think Rhea might be after a lot more than that. I think she might be after Dom again. Got an interesting text. Not a big story. But got one related to this show. Interesting. The talent is headed back almost immediately, by the way. Will says, with them keeping on, or them saying where SummerSlam 2026 is going to be and not 2025, my theory is that it's going to be at Saudi. I could see SummerSlam 2025 being there, but they were saying like 2026, 2027 for Rumble or Mania. But I could see WWE being like, well, how about SummerSlam? I could see that. Sami Zayn defeated Bronson Reed and Chad Gable. Oh, man. Chad Gable won. I tried to tell you guys. I tried to say, calm down, guys. He doesn't need to beat Gunther. Try to tell you guys, he doesn't need to win the Intercontinental title. Doesn't need it. He won in losing. And as a result, Otis is winning in Gable losing as well. And then Sami Zayn wins in Gable losing. Bronson Reed gets involved, so that's better than him sitting at home doing nothing for sure. This was a good match. Sami Zayn hit a Blue Thunder Bomb that was incredible. But the story of the match revolved around Gable and Otis, and Otis flew there with him to help him win. And he didn't. He hesitated, and as a result, when he finally clotheslined or tried to clothesline Zayn after being called an idiot by Gable, he hit Gable. Zayn capitalized, pinned Bronson Reed after a Haluva kick. Sami Zayn was the Bet Online AG favorite. We had him as our pick as well, although I could have seen somebody sliding in there and taking it. I just didn't think that Gable was going to win because it's clear they're setting up the feud with Otis. Now, Maxine, I think, will probably continue to team with Ivy. Tozawa, I don't know what he does. I would like to see an NXT run, like a legit NXT wrestling machine run out of him. Dream Ninja said, actually, that's for the next one, but Otis, I've mentioned on this show, I believe is one of the biggest wrestling victims of the pandemic. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about actual victims of the pandemic that died and, you know, got sick. I'm talking about wrestling booking. Wrestling booking, because the crowd was so instrumental in developing the push that he got along with Mandy. And then he finally gets the kiss and they do all this stuff and he wins Money in the Bank and there are no fans. Now, I loved the idea of Money in the Bank in the WWE HQ, but they executed it so oddly that I was like, ah, and then he lost it, right? I would love to see Mandy brought back as like a distraction or something, even if it's part-time. Don't know if she'd be interested in doing that, but I think that'd be kind of cool. I really think that Otis is going to benefit from this greatly. And that's part of what we're doing here. We're breaking up Alpha Academy, but we're really getting over Otis and Gable. And Gable's getting those "you suck" chants, and they're working so great for him. Because right now, Chad Gable is like, he's like a schlub karate coach right now, or a little league coach, right? Except he's physically able. But right now on screen, he is a loser berating them as a coach. You got a guy that can't win this title yelling at these other people, "You need to listen to me if you want to be a success." And it's like, man, your greatest success was with these people. It was before you did this, not after. You can't win this title acting like this. It's proven. So I really love that. I really, really enjoy that. Quote, the Raven said, the marketing had every champion on, even Damian Priest, who wasn't there. But Bayley, does WWE not feel Bayley is marketable? I don't think that's the case whatsoever. I think that they just, it was just a decision made. They probably had a pretty good idea that she wasn't going to be on this show. And they might have thought that Damian Priest was going to be on the show. Speaking of Damian Priest, Triple H announced officially for Clash at the Castle in Scotland, Drew McIntyre versus Damian Priest. Damn, that's good. That is damn good. I am all for that one. Said that also Damian Priest is medically cleared, by the way, so... that's good news. That's good news. But yeah, that show, damn, man. That show with Drew McIntyre headlining, give me that all the time. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, well, Drew's definitely going to win. I don't know. CM Punk could screw him over. I would prefer that because I don't think that Punk and Drew need the title at all. Nia Jax, she was the Bet Online AG favorite over Lyra Valkyria, and she won. Lyra worked her ass off. Now, the winner of Queen of the Ring gets a title shot. Nia is on the best run of her career. When Nia was coming back, there were a lot of collective groans, and really? She's working her ass off. They are producing to her strengths as well. The stuff that Nia has done has been from passable to pretty good, man. And I think she's been serviceable. I think that she is an effective queen of the ring. And what I had mentioned about Lyra was, like, would I have been bothered if she won queen of the ring? No, not really. However, you have her immediately come in, and she's endorsed by Becky. She beats Dakota, Zoe, Io, and makes it to the finals back-to-back-to-back weeks and cuts those "you gotta believe" promos. And I'm like, all right. She wins Queen of the Ring and gets a title shot. Some fans are probably going to be like, man, this is getting shoved down our throats an awful lot. So I don't hate her losing here because I think that this is pretty good. We saw her ascend. We saw that she is capable of beating a top talent in Io Sky. So we see she's on the level. However, now she's got a little bit more to do. Now, I don't know if Becky's like going to pass off the torch, so to speak, but you know, the promo stuff is, it's not okay. It's not wrong to not be on Becky's level, right? But there's a way to go there, and I think she'll get there. Nia Jax wins with one of the best bonsai drops you are ever going to see. What I love is that Lyra, in her perceived inexperience, and I mean perceived because she's actually very experienced, she saw what Bianca Belair did to Nia last night with the power bomb. She thought, I can do that. So she's holding. And Nia wins with one of the most incredible bonsai drops you are ever going to see. Dream Ninja said, just catching up. That was insane. Good for her. She's been excellent since returning. She has. And, you know, I'm easily amused with pro wrestling. I'm not a curmudgeon. I go in pretty easy to satisfy. If you want curmudgeons, though, FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, Alex and Kate's review that they do over there. You get lots of podcasts, Discord access, all that. But Mr. Acosta says, Nia is my underdog to win Fightful Wrestler of the Year. If we had a most improved category, I think that she might be in the running for it, but we don't. But wouldn't mind hearing your all's thoughts on that. Again, apologies, guys. Allergies kicking my ass. Allergy-induced asthma. A little short of breath here. I loved how emotional Nia was after the match. Really loved that. I felt like it was very important to see how much it meant to her. And what I keep saying about this, the Andre, anything else, this means as much as you tell us it means and they show us it means. I thought they did a really good job with this. 16 man and woman tournaments, great. Across both brands, great. Some top talent involved, great. Braun Breaker upset that he wasn't involved, great. Nia being very emotional, great. Title shot on the line, great. Triple H, you know, coronating the 1997, I believe, King of the Ring, coronating. They told us this meant something. And as a result, they could put, you know, 15 matches in each tournament on TV and live events and eat up some time with some stuff that matters while you've got no Rhea Ripley, no Seth Rollins, no CM Punk, no Roman Reigns, no Rock, limited Drew McIntyre. I thought that it was a really great time to run this as a result of that. You're missing six of your top players. You could argue you're missing six of your top seven or eight players right now. I thought they did a really good job. Kim says, I was worried about Lyra when Nia hit her finish. Me too. I heard she's all right. Andrea says, so happy for Nia. She deserved this in her incredible, or for her incredible improvement. Lyra had her an absolute banger of a match. Great show in all. Best Saudi show. I can tell you that Nia is wonderful to do media with as well. I did one with her earlier this year, and I've criticized her in ring work, and she is very much, from my understanding, the criticize my work, but not me as a human type of approach, which I really respect. Announced for Collision tonight, by the way, Lance Archer and the Righteous against Claudio Castagnoli, Daniel Garcia, and a mystery partner. Interesting. Interesting. Maxwell Tidball gets a super chat in. Big thank you for that. Says, do you think Io will still be a top star or top tier, or will she go down to being mid-card after putting Lyra over? I think she will have a bit of a reinvigorated push. I mean, she just was fresh off of a top run. Man, somebody said Charlotte too. Yeah, you're missing Charlotte as well. I mean, all those people I mentioned were on TV up until Mania or right around it and then off. But yeah, Charlotte as well. But yeah, I think that Io will have a refreshed push because even though she just came off of a long title run, I think that I really think that somebody says, what's going on with DG? He's fine. He's fine. Send super chats. We're going to ask questions. By God. By God. Sorry, I got a little distracted there. But also, that's a fake WWE account in our comments. Get out of here. Get out of here, bro. But man, lost my train of thought there. Nia Jax winning. She cuts a promo afterwards. I love how emotional she was. But yeah, as far as Io goes, I think that she's going to get that renewed push now that she's on a new brand. And I like Nia against, was it Bayley, looking like at SummerSlam? They could switch it up as well. But I think that Liv Morgan's still going to be champion by then. Oh, man. Gunther defeated Randy Orton to become King of the Ring. Gunther was the Bet Online AG favorite, but Randy Orton got his shoulder up, and that wasn't supposed to happen. Wasn't the plan. Not ideal. But listen, if you want to get something else up, I got you.
You know, Fightful and Blue Chew have been at it a long time. Maybe you've been at it a long time. Maybe you're lacking that motivation. Maybe you're lacking that confidence. You don't think you have what you once had. Blue Chew is here to get you there. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. You'll get your first shipment free of what? Well, it's a chewable tablet that has the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so it gets your performance ready to go. It's prescribed online. It ships straight to your door. You do an online consultation, and if approved, you'll be back to that main event level performance. Sometimes it's not even about performance. It's about that confidence. And Blue Chew is going to make sure that you have that. Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Your first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping. What is there to lose? BlueChew.com and the code Fightful.
Love that Gunther won this. I know that a lot of people said, well, Randy and Cody, they can get to Randy and Cody regardless. I'm kind of hoping that Gunther says, no, I want to challenge Cody. I hope they can call their own shot. Now, granted, I think Cody's winning that if they do it. And I would also be down for Gunther against anybody. I would be completely fine with that. And Raw would need a little bit of help if Gunther's going to be on SmackDown for any period. But I also don't think that you need a ton of like interaction or story between Gunther and Cody. You just call back to the Royal Rumble, right? This match was a sirloin beef sons of bitches match that you knew it would be. And I know Gunther did say world heavyweight champion, so I would expect that. I would expect that. But I wouldn't mind Cody. There was a sing bomb on the table. But what I really thought had helped Gunther before the finish, he got hit with one RKO and rolled out of the ring. Then he kicked out of a second RKO. And they had said, oh no, the injured knee, blah, blah, blah. Well, just so you know, that's legal. There ain't nothing dirty about it, nothing illegal about it. He was allowed to do that. However, man, Randy Orton's shoulder was way, way up, brothers. It was all the way up. He moved from a house to a bigger house, is how far his shoulder was off the mat. All the way up. Look at that thing. That wasn't even close. Somebody noted that Triple H said the respective brands championship. Okay, fair. Is Gunther a false king? Is he a fraud? What do you guys think? The referee here has look where he's placed. Now, I'll tell you what bothered me about this. And again, no, I hate burying people's performance. I really do. I don't know this man personally, but this is one you gotta see. They avoided it on replays heavily. I have heard nothing thus far that indicates that this was not or this was the plan or anything. But the ref is sitting there looking right at the shoulder and then counts his way around to the right shoulder. Damn. Now, it's easy. You know, you say, we're running this back. Bloodline cost Randy Orton his match. There you go. Like, I mean, I don't, this is a big one, man. This is why they say call it as a shoot. The referee in the main event of WrestleMania, we had reported this 5 years ago in the Becky Ronda Charlotte match. He got fined as a result of this. I don't know if that's going to happen to, I think Rudy Charles was his name. I don't know what his name is now, but oof, man, that's a big one. That is a big one. Gotta get that. Gotta get that one, man. It's a bummer because I think that sullied a very, very good match. And it was a Sirloin Beef Sons of Bitches match. Orton doesn't move like he used to, but man had back fusion. The man is 44 years old. You don't expect him to, right? Mr. Acosta says Gunther versus Orton 2, Electric Boogaloo at Clash at the Castle. I would love that. If they ran it back and they said, you know what? We're just going to do this at Clash at the Castle. I would be completely fine. Completely fine with that. I would be all on board. Oh, man. Let me make sure that I got these super chats and humper chats in order. There we go. Van Twinblade says, question, give kitty cats. What? What? What do you mean? What's that from? Big Migs Gaming says, wanted to say I appreciate all the work you do and all the streams. It was a good PLE, but not bad. Any update on Danhausen? He's got some new action figures in the Major Bendy's line announced. He is still under AEW contract. I did see him a couple weeks ago at in Michigan City, Indiana. He seemed like he was in a good mood. He's doing his work. He's making his money. I wish he was on TV more. Nicholas says, I'm going to minimize the percentage option, but what's your percentage that Becky signs to AEW only? 15%, 20%, maybe. Also announced for Collision, Mariah May versus Layla Hirsch. BG says, SRS, Randy shoulder, work or accident? Accident, as far as I know. Do you think it's a rematch with Randy and Gunther? Shoulder was up. I'd rather see Randy Cody versus Punk and Drew at SummerSlam. Could sell more tickets. Well, they can still do Randy and Cody. He can earn it. There's no reason they couldn't. It seems like a good match to me. Gunther for the world title. Cody and Orton for the world title. Punk and Drew at SummerSlam would be big. You got Nia and Bayley for the world title. You already got four decent matches for that show. I don't think they're going to have trouble selling tickets, friend. I don't think they will. Sophie says, great show. Such a shame the very end of Randy and Gunther match. Jonathan Corona says Drew versus Gunther at SummerSlam is going to feed families. If that's the route they go, I think that'd be great. But I don't think Drew and Punk needs the title, man. I'm saying that over and over again. I don't think it needs the title. It is hot. Without that, I got somebody saying they've got info on the shoulder up. So I'll see what I can find out. I what I'll say right now is, so far, I've not heard anything to imply that it was supposed to happen that way. Not to say it wasn't, but I haven't heard that. Jared says, always thought King of the Ring winner should get a SummerSlam title shot like Rumble and Mania. Good to see something else coming out of the tourney than a title. I agree with you, Jared. I agree. Does Gunther enter as champion in Berlin? Yeah, I believe so. I think he does. I think it is about time for the Gunther era. Based on his character work, I feel like even Gunther would demand a rematch here. Me too. I really feel like he would. I feel like Gunther has always been very, very responsible within character and all that stuff. Like, I think that he wants to win usually the right way.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Eddie says, what's your prediction for the men's Money in the Bank? I would love Punk winning, holding the briefcase, and the constant cash in on Drew segments would be golden. That would be funny. That would be pretty funny, honestly. Yeah, I could see a world where Drew wins the title, Punk wins Money in the Bank, Punk teases the cash in nonstop, Gunther wins the title, and then Drew costs Punk Money in the Bank or the title shot cash in. There you go. Guys, we're heading down the home stretch. Get your super chats, get your humper chats in. I'll tell you more about FightfulSelect.com. Today we had the match order, match times, producers, referee assignments, backstage news from the show on FightfulSelect.com. It's just $5 a month. You get additional podcasts, including post-show reviews from Alex, if you want more talk about today and tomorrow, and a pre-show tomorrow on FightfulSelect.com. That's in addition to all the breaking news. I've got a story on Megan Bain coming today. You guys have been asking about it. I'm ready to give you the Megan Bain story. By God, FightfulSelect.com. I know some of you are like, why would I pay for wrestling news? It's a great way to support us, our staff, the hard work that we do, the content that we're bringing you guys, and you can get that news accurately and quickly. It goes straight to your phone or your email, whichever you prefer, on that Patreon app. Also, access to our unanimously wonderful Discord, which is great. Cody Rhodes defeated Logan Paul. You knew this was going to have some wild spots. Eddie Melendez says, burning hammer, now vertebraker, no more banned moves. Not just that, we saw the brain buster from Sami Zayn as well. Like, we saw that happen. So yeah, I think when approved, I think there's almost no moves off limits. Also, wonder if that brought a little tear to the eye of Shane Helms, who helped produce this match. So Logan Paul found the brass knuckles. He had a crony ringside who gave him the brass knuckles, and he hit Cody in the ribs. I like that twist. Cody can sell the ribs for a while now. I'll tell you what else I also like. It was AJ Styles, never before seen match, killed it. We knew Cody was winning. He ain't losing yet. Moved to the back of the line is what Nick Aldis said. Logan Paul, same thing. U.S. title, U.S. champion, still a big match, especially from name value. I don't think as far as like people are like, oh, mainstream media. I think that once Logan Paul has wrestled and made it regular, a lot of the mainstream attention is going to go away. But, I mean, he's still Logan Paul. He's still a great promotional tool, great in the ring. Way better than he should have been or should be, yada, yada, all the prerequisites that we talk about, right? But the match is good. It's a nice marquee match as well. Over-delivered. Vertebraker happened. I love Cody using what was the final cut, twisting suplex. That's one of the most painful moves I've ever taken, man. You don't have a lot of time to prepare for that, but I love seeing that as well. The clip we have with Cody of him talking about stealing people's moves is one of my favorite clips, and it's got over a million views. Check that one out on our shorts section. But Cody didn't want to count out win. I really like that as well. He said he's got to learn, and I love that because Logan Paul is great, greatly successful, but he's got to learn. And his character in kayfabe is actually sort of like what I've heard of. Yeah, I'll give you a good example. When Leo Rush had heat, which is funny because I've heard of no heat from him in the years since he's left WWE. People love dealing with him. But I had one person, like they were talking about the difference between him and Enzo. And they said, well, Enzo knew that he wasn't great in the ring. The difference is Leo knows exactly how good he is in the ring. And it's hard to tell somebody something when they know how good they already are and they're right. That's like Logan Paul's character. He already knows he's incredible in the ring, but he's still cheating. He's still doing those things, right? And Cody doesn't want that. The camera shot for Logan Paul's jump. Unbelievable. The camera goes all the way around. Then there's this beautiful view of him flying through the air. Just unbelievable camera work right here. Great stuff out of the production team. Great stuff out of the production team. Cody Rhodes gets the win. Referee bump, all that good stuff. You knew Cody was winning this. I'm interested in who the Clash at the Castle opponent will be for Cody, assuming he has one. I assume he'll have one. Then Money in the Bank. Because what they could do, I hope they don't. Cody, you know, Cody wants to defend. Clash of the Castle will be sold on the back of Drew. Money in the Bank will be sold on the back of Money in the Bank. Obviously. Steven says Cody versus Paul was excellent. Who does Cody move on to next? Chat, in addition to dropping some more bananas in the chat, let me know who you think Cody's got next for Clash of the Castle. Drop some bananas and people you think that Cody's got next. Zach says, Nia and Gunther have shots in August with Money in the Bank in July. Is that too complicated? SRS, how are you personally? I lost my grandma in January. Miss her daily. My grandma is the reason I am on the air right now. The reason why I'm into wrestling. The reason that I'm alive. And that took something out of me that I will never replace. It changed me as a person and as a human. But... you know, it sucks, but I appreciate the kind words. I don't think it's too complicated because you've had Rumble and then Elimination Chamber and then people getting shots in the interim and then WrestleMania as well. So I don't mind that at all. Plus, Money in the Bank extends a really, really long time. I want to look at who has won recently. Who's won? As we look at things. Damn. Yeah, SmackDown needs a little help for Cody. Because right now we've got like an absence of people, right? We don't necessarily have a clear-cut person there. Somebody's saying maybe Karrion. He's on Raw. He's on Raw, my friend. Let me see here. Let me check out the results of last night's show and the SmackDown before that and the SmackDown before that and see who's coming off of victories. LA Knight and Street Profits won. But LA Knight again? Maybe Kevin Owens after helping him. Like Kevin Owens for helping him. Tama Tonga just lost in the tournament. Oof, boy. Damn, man, there ain't nobody. They've been focusing completely on this. Somebody says Carmelo Hayes. Carmelo's lost. Carmelo keeps losing. Carmelo's lost two matches in a row. Okay, let's go back even further. See, I see people saying Andrade, there is time to build. But like what we've had so far is an absence of wins on SmackDown. And I want wins and losses to matter. I want that to be important. LA Knight beat Angel a while back. He's won a little bit recently. It's just, man, that guy's had an awful lot of shots, right? Awful lot of shots. Guys, I want to say thank you all for joining us. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. You're going to see new visual changes and lots of cool stuff like that. I want to encourage you guys to engage with us on social media, retweet, like, comment on our stuff. I don't push that nearly as much, but again, that is so very important to us and important to me. I'm right back here Sunday night for AEW Double or Nothing. And again, you're going to have more backstage news than ever before anywhere else here on Fightful. FightfulSelect.com. Demon Divas says LA Knight will be going after Logan, I think. I think that's a good shout. I like LA Knight going after Logan. I think that that's the move, honestly. Guys, until next time, we're out.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.